Welcome back. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Just to let you all know what is coming up, we got a special pre-July 4th celebration on the Maggie Dawn Show for you tomorrow. We'll be joined by historians, political scientists, and a media expert to help us understand our past, to better contextualize our present, and all in the service of moving forward together. Now, I promised when we were talking about before that I would give you the four P's of progress. And I don't mean that in the progressive sense. I mean that in progress, making it better for the vast majority of us, the vast majority of the time. And there's four elements to that. They're all P's, so I'll give them to you. I'm going to call them the pistons of progress. Yes, there will be court proceedings, and there will be polls and polling. And make no mistake, polls and polling matter. Donald Trump watches them almost as much as he watches Fox News. So polls and polling matter. Your opinions matter. And that bleeds into protest movements, popular protests, the expression of our collective will, which ultimately then spills over and impacts who we choose as our political leaders. Derek Van Orten and Tony Weed and Brian Steele keep lying to us about what's actually going to happen with Medicaid, and the proof will be in the pudding. We will see who's right. Do the billionaires just get more billions while the rest of us are left begging for scraps from the table that the middle class built? Remember, upwards of 72% of the U.S. GDP is driven by consumer spending. Who actually engages in consumer spending? Hint, it's not Jeff Bezos, despite the fact that he just dropped $57 million on a wedding. That's the exception, not the rule. Consumers in this country are the middle class and working people. Oh, yeah, and migrants. Jim, I wonder, as we look forward, what do you want people to be thinking about as we face down the big, brutal bill, which will in some form eventually come about? What do you think people should be focused on?
I think we look right back to the legislature. You and I, all your listeners know, it's Article 1 of the Constitution, right? It was supposed to be the people, the group that represents the people, right? It shouldn't be just the Supreme Court and the president who's ruling by executive order. And so here are a couple of numbers. 490 days until the next election. That's the midterm. 550 days until a new Congress is sworn in. And in addition to all of the inspiration that you give every day on this broadcast and in other settings, here's the other one to focus on. We look at the Tom Tillises and, yes, the Susan Collinses and the Ron Johnsons of the world, and we think about who is representing us every single day. And one of the things you can do, one of the things you can do is identify, whether it's in your own district, in your own state, or someplace else around the country, a good, solid candidate who will look in the mirror and say, this is important, I'm going to do what's right, who is not going to be so wedded to his or her position that they will do nothing other than run again for elective office and do what the president wants. We can find those people in America, and we can find, frankly, 218 people who will acknowledge that indeed the president is not living up to his commitment to faithfully execute the laws. We can find maybe 67 people in the Senate. That's a big lift. That's a big lift, I know, who will also say, you know what, this cannot go on. And we've got 490 days to find those people, to campaign for them. Yes, indeed. Unfortunately, we dump money in that. We know that's also the result of the Supreme Court telling us what campaigns are all about. We do everything we can possibly do in addition to the four Ps, the protests, all the other things. And we also focus on changing our legislature, because if they were passing this bill today, tomorrow, whenever they do, they've got an awful lot of capacity to do this beyond November 6th. We need to be focused on that day, too, and find out those, identify those people, find the mechanisms to change our Congress. I'm not talking about just Republicans and Democrats, the people of conscience, the people who will go there, regardless of the party, and do what is right on behalf of their constituents. 550 days until they take the oath of office, January 2nd, 2027, and promise to follow the law and to legislate in a way that's reflective of what their constituents are telling them.
Here is the big, brutal bill in a nutshell. This is based on data from the Yale Budget Lab and compiled by economist Justin Wolfers. The poorest tenth of the country will see their annual incomes, which are below the poverty line, decrease by $2,600, while the richest tenth, again, that's 10%, the richest 10% will see their incomes go up by $7,200. If that is not the absolute wrong expression of values, I don't know what is. And everyone in between, so the bottom 90% of us, we're losing somewhere in the ballpark of nearly $3,000 to around $500 from our annual incomes. That isn't the way it's supposed to be. We're not supposed to fund the billionaire class by punishing folks who are working poor. That has never been a good idea. And the moments in time where that has occurred have resulted in great unrest in this country and the Great Depression. We deserve better. Now, as we approach these next days, remember, it's on you to do everything that you can to oppose the brutal bill. Get on the horn, call your congressman, speak your piece from bar stools and benches and pews, because it is up to we the people. That's going to do it for me. Thanks to Jim Santel, a fine co-host any day of the week, but especially on Tuesdays and Fridays when you join me.
Always a delight, Maggie.
Happy 4th of July to everybody. Tune in tomorrow for our special pre-4th of July episode. And remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together.